I asked you this question in Delhi, but your answer was very short, about the importance or non-importance of of Radha and Krishna in our bhajan. Say when we are chanting japa, what is the importance of pictures like this, especially pictures showing Krishna in Madhurya, Bhav, and pictures, are they, what is their importance?
Only for a moment they can do anything. Very little effect. But remembering the pastimes of Krishna, according to which are uncool to us, favorable. By this will affect more. Not photo, but to some extent. So we should try to chant and to remember according to our stage. I'm worthless, so doing offenses, no Vaishnava Sangha, anartha there, for this we should weep, and after that the pastimes of Krishna, according to our ruchi, this will help much. Rup Goswami slok, tannam rupa chavitadi sukrishanam, kramena rasanam manusi nyesya, tithan praje tadanuragi jananitam. Kalam nayet akhilam ityu padesha sar. We should try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami Rupa Goswami. For Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga both. We can follow Jaiva Dharma also, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srimad Bhagavat will be so much helpful in this. But explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami or Jiva Goswami will help much. If we remember the pastimes of Krishna, we'll have to go through it. Because everywhere, everyone has followed Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet, Jugal Geet, and all others of 10th canto, Jashoda, Nanda Baba, Sakha, Sakharas. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, examples have been given from Srimad Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, if he speaks anything, he takes the sloka of 10th canto. All other are also important, but 10th canto. When Uddhav is coming from Krishna, and Krishna has gone in his aprakat dham. Hello? When he is coming and meeting with Vidur, and Arjuna is meeting with Yudhisthira. This chapter is also so much important. Especially 21 of 10th Canto. 21, I mean, Venugi. It is of Purvarag and also of the Pralambha, or Sadhav.
In Balap Krishmanjali, when Radharani takes prasadam, she takes the remnants of Krishna only. Now I saw one picture of Radha and Krishna taking prasadam together. Does that ever happen?
It is out of etiquette and error. Srimati offered to Krishna, and the remnants only they all take. Not in one dish, both are taken. In midday lila, pastime, gopis and Krishna are sub. At that time, gopis are offering Mahaprasadam to Krishna, fruits and all these things. And after that, Krishna goes to take rest. And he is not taking rest, he is lying down. Yes. Imitating that he has slept, but hearing all these things, and gopis are taking remnants of Krishna and talking. Krishna is hearing everything. We should know that Krishna is Visha and all are servants. Srimati Radhika also serves Krishna. So always she will be in mood of service, not taking meal together or light show.
I thought that picture was bogus.
It is wrong, bogus. In ISKCON I see that something I've heard that they offer bhog, prasadam, Radha and Krishna both, Lalita, Visakha and all others. But we in all other Gaudiyamas offer. We give to Srimati Radhika that she will give Krishna, offer Krishna. And after that, everyone takes. Both are taking meal at a time. Or first they offer to Gurudev and then to Krishna. First they do aarti to Gurudev and with the same pradeep,
lamp.
The due to Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Is there?
There's some controversy in ISKCON. The standard seems to be more. The standard seems to be more coming to the other Gaudiya. Would that be?
Yeah.
To where they don't offer first to Gurudev, but first to Krishna.
Take permission.
Pushpanjali first.
First taking permission.
Only Pushpanjali first, Guru and of Parampara, yeah, and this, then this everything else down from Krishna down.
No, sometimes I've heard that they offer to Gurudev, bhog also.
It was like,
yeah,
that,
it's like that
only, but now it is changing.
Changing.
To the
it should be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, it was done, but it should be changed. First give to Guru, but we should see that Guru is offering to Radha and Krishna and Gaur Nitai or Gaur Gadadhar or Jagannath or Ram. And this remnant should be given to Guru. Also, where is Krishna and Radha and Gurudev is there. First, Radha and Krishna should be given arti, pradeep and all this. Then to Krishna, Gurudev. But where there is a separate mandir of Gurudev, we should give. In Navadvip, in Samadhi Mandir, we have or Gurudev Shivigraha. And Radha and Krishna and all are in this another mandir. We first do arti of our Gurudev. And then we do arti of Gaur Sundar or Radha Krishna.
Not at the same time.
First to Gurudev. Then. But in a mandir, in the same mandir, if Gurudev and Krishna is there, Mahaprabhu is there, then Mahaprabhu and Krishna should be done first arti and then Gurudev, that the same pradeep will be given to Gurudev.
Who is Bhanumati?
Bhanumati Manjari.
Mm-hmm.
Vetarupa Manjari. She serves Radha and Krishna. Very important figure.
She is does she have any speciality?
Like Rupa Manjari, any special service she does.
And in Chaitanya Lila?
I don't.
Not
it
not
may be,
remember.
But I don't remember. It may be. No, no, Sakhi. Only we can remember eight Manjaris or eight Sakhi. And Ananga Manjari. Afterward, we will recognize them. At first, Vaidhi Bhakti, and then mixing, and then pure. Without Vaidhi Bhakti, we cannot
times.
Move.
Yeah. She's mentioned many times in different places, so I was curious to know who she was. Vishwanath Chakravarti prayed to her. And she's mentioned in other places, so I was wondering who she was and what she was doing. What about this? Gopi Chandan in Dwarka? Gopis went to Dwarka sometimes. They didn't go. Even when Krishna left planet, because there's some story there that they went there, but I didn't think it was proper thing.
We have heard that in any Puran it is written that once Krishna wanted to preach the Mahatma of gopis and he wanted to show Mahishis that gopis are so much great. Narad once came to Krishna and Krishna was doing pretending that I am sick, so much headache. Narad asked that what is the remedy. Krishna told that if any my most superior bhakt will give his charanadhuli, dust of feet, I will surely be cured. He told that who is that bhakta? He told that like yourself, you can give foot dust and I will be cured. I am not so bhakta. And my feet dust, if I go give this feet dust to you, then I will have to go
hell.
We should not do. And I am not so bhakta. So he could not give. Then Narad went to Rukmini Satyabhama and all others and requested to give feet dust. They told that he is our husband. A lady cannot give the feet dust to his husband, especially on the head, so we cannot give. Then Narad went to Braja and he told to others, but they were not ready. But when they went to gopis and told, gopi at once became ready that we want to go to hell and any other place. Krishna should be happy and cured. So they give so many dust. Every gopi told that I am giving first, I am giving first. So every went to the path where there was so much dust and took dust on their feet and then again
clean it
and so that so much dust was gathered and Narad took on his head and went Dwarka. Krishna took that dust and became very pleased and rubbed on her head and all his
vessels.
And the rest he kept in a pit. So with the touch of that feet dust, every that whole compound became gopi talab. And Krishna usually used to take this dust on his head also to do tilak and told himself that if anyone takes this gopi talab dust and make it tilak, I will be so much pleased. I will be Vasibhu. So this is gopi talab. By the touch of that dust, big compound became Gopitala. And from their touch, others became like so. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went through India, especially in Dakshin, South India, and North India, wherever he went, he told that you should take Harinam. Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. You know the meaning?
Yeah.
By my order,
you
should be Guru and tell Krishna to everyone and order them that you will take Harinam and tell him that Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. I told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to me, Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh, and told that this same pad means this song, tell to him. I told to him and ordered him that Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. And he told to you, and he told that you should remember this name and take name and give it to others. Amar Agyaya Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. And he ordered that you should also tell to others. No? So by touch to another and to others. Where he went, whole but this
country
became bhakta. So a dust meets a dust, makes it gopi, gopi raj, and that raj becomes gopi raj, and he touches
another, he becomes gopi raj.
All became gopi tala. You should be always first guru and then teach, then initiate. First you should be guru. Guru means no attachment with worldly desires and all these things. Bhakvar, Krodhveg, Jiva Udara Pastaveg. To leave all these vegs and be guru. And then to tell others.
Dwarka, they say there's a place, they say gopis came here. But I never thought it was true. How could they leave?
There are
them?
So many.
They say when Krishna left planet, they came here. Everybody came here.
No. There are so many stories which are against Shastra.
Yes.
So many. In Vrindavan too,
mm-hmm.
in Mathura too, they don't know Bhagavat and they tell like this. In Gokul, they tell all Gokul, Vasit now, that Krishna was appeared, he took birth in Mathura and from Mathura he went to Gokul. All. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followers tell this, that Krishna came in the womb of Yashoda. Heard that gopis hit dust and it was fell into the gopi talab, and Krishna came there and he wept there. So his tears plus that chandhuli next as chandan.
Maharaj, yesterday I've been reading, we have translation of Stavamala, poems of Rupa Goswami. And I'm asking you, I saw a slight difference, the way he was praying and the way Vilap Kusumanjali is praying. The English translation is too, you may understand, a list of requests and a vine of hope.
Uskalika balari.
So, just like Raghunath Goswami is saying, may I put the sindura mark on Radharani, may I do this for Radharani, and Rupa Goswami seems to be, he's describing himself as a servant of Radharani, but almost equally to Krishna. May I put the garland on Krishna and the garland on Radharani? May I do for Krishna? May I do for Radharani? Could you explain that? Is that...
I will see.
Because I thought you explained that they would not do that. In Vilap Kusumanjali, she would only serve Radharani.
Both are the same, but sometimes they serve both, but especially Radharani.
That could also be part of service to Radharani, that she...
Because Radharani will please more if anyone serves to Krishna. So they do like this. But yet, our Goswami, anyone wants to serve Srimati Radhika, and he, by her order, but not they will carry all orders of Radhika. Those orders which are from inner, they will follow. But the orders which are for testing gopis, they will not carry. Understand?
They are very clever.
Very clever. They know that what orders are orders and what orders are for examination. They know. If Srimati Radhika will order a gopi that take this garland and go there, he is in the kunj there, and you should give that garland in his neck, she will not carry out this order. He knows that, my Swami is taking my examination. Then Srimati will laugh. So our Lord Goswami are of this kind. There are speciality in six Goswamis. They are all majid, but some speciality. We are lakhs and lakhs of devotees, but not taste as same. Something will differ. Achha, we will meet again. Now, Vilap Kusumanjali the coming slokas are so much sangharik. Understand? Related to Sringara. I think this should be not this close. Only one man, two men can have this. So, living she have done to what a slope?
Well, you've been reading from two different places.
Huh?
You have been reading from two different places. Mm. You say that what's coming up now is very intimate, Sringara. Mm. That's like 28. But previously you were reading up at text 48. Where
48, no?
Where Denisha brought prasadam.
25th.
Or in Bombay, you were reading in 46, 47, 48, 49, then suddenly you went to the 20s.
Hmm.
But if you read the 49, that is...
49.
That is about offering prasadam. You did 48, did not do 49. No, a bit higher. Only prasada.
But all are a special Sringar Bhav. After this, this look will go. You can read it, and if anything, you can question alone or with 2-3 persons. हंसदेवितिलकस्य समन्तात् बिन्दवो अरुणसुगन्धिरसेन कृष्णमादकमहौषधिमुख्य धीरहस्तमिह किं परिकल्प्य हंसदेवी तिलकस्य समन्तात् फर्स्ट वाज सिन्दूर सेवा नाउ सिंदूर के नीचे ललाट, ललाट पर ऑन ललाट ही वांट्स टू डू समथिंग तिलक देयर इज तिलक एंड In the midst of tilak, there is here tilak, round.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is round, like Purna Chandra,
full moon.
And in the full moon, there is khargosh. Rabbit, like rabbit. There is a lotus flower here, having 8
petals.
And in the middle, there is a very deep, reddish point. Within a reddish thing. Lotus, and in on the outer of this round, now he is going to do anything. So Hansa Devi Tilakasya Samantar Bindavo Aruna Sugandhi Rasena O Srimati Radhike. At first he is seeing that there is a tilak and there are some dots. You see, there is a round thing here and this is a reddish in the midst lotus divided into 8 parts with very good art. And out of the full moon, Safed Bindu,
white dot,
of Safed and Arun. Arun means Lal. Sugandhi Rasena, mixed with fragrant things. He is doing there. Krishna Madak Mahosadhi Mukhya, Dhiras Hastamiha Kinkari Kalpa. O Devi. Devi means Jyotamana, who is playing and so beautiful. Jyotamana means Prakashi. Prakash means having glaze. And she plays with Krishna. So Devi, Kridasi. Krishna Madhaka Mahausadhi Mukhya. This will be the stilam. Will be Mahausadhi Mukhya. Maha Ausadhi means Mahausadhi means Basi Karana as a mantra. You know Basi Karana? In India, there are some mantra whose action are like
medicine.
Huh?
Like medicine?
Medicine to
control
anyone. In every respect, controlled. Basi Bhut. Krishna is, you know, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He has so many qualities. He is Dhir Nayak, Lalita Nayak. No? None Nayak in this whole
planet
is like Krishna. No one. Advitiya. And he is like a Karindra. Karindra, you know? Kari Indra. Mattahasti. Mad elephant. Like Krishna. Krishna is Rashi and Rasaswaru, both. Rashi and Rasaswaru. And Srimati Radhika is Mahabhavaswarupa. Ras plays with Mahabhav. What is called Mahabhav? When there is main thing is prem, when it becomes so thick and ripe, then it is called sneha, when so thick, will be transferred into man into pranaya into rag. And when this rag will be so ripe in thick that
no
man ho jayega.
New.
It will be seen new and new. Then it is called Anurag. All these are expressed in sadhak, sadhak or siddha, siddha, in asra, not in vishaya. We are explaining in asra jati. Asra, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bhakta or siddha bhakta in Radhika and all aspects of them. That's up to prem. Sakha to rag or sometimes to a very little as anurag. Vatsalya comes to anurag. Rukmani Saptabhama also up to anurag, sometimes a very abhas of bhav, mahabhav. Only the sakhis of Srimati Radhika can have mahabhav. Radhika or Chandravali, both, they can have mahabhav. And this mahabhav goes up to Rudh and Adhirudh. Adhirudh Mallik may be found in Srimati Radhika. And it's two things, Madan and Madan, Modan, Malli in Srimati Radhika. So Srimati Radhika is called Mahabhav. So Mahabhav can satisfy a Ras or Rasik Krishna. Rasik Shekhar Krishna. All can satisfy Krishna, but not the full content. Content?
Extent.
Not the full extent. Only Srimati Radhika can satisfy. Krishna has so many desires, tests in so many ways. What Krishna likes, Srimati Radhika becomes like that. Another cannot do. So here, Mahamadaka, Krishna will not satisfy. In Rasasthali we see there were numberless gopis. When Radhika went away from Rasasthali, all gopis were there, but they could not quench the thirst of Krishna. Krishna also at that time disappeared and went to such Srimati Radhika. So Krishna is an elephant met to all extent, Sima, understand, last termination, and that last termination is not fixed. Unlimited. So this mad infant, if we will have to caught, we'll have to bind that mad elephant. Only Srimati Radhika, that is Mahabhav, can bind that. No other bhav can bind. We see in Goswami's book, once in Radha Kund, all sakhis were there, all men, Rajkat show up there. Srimati Radhika has come to worship Swan. All sakhis are gathered there, that saw that Krishna is not here. Krishna has given word that I will certainly come at this time here at Radhakund. But time was going on and he could not come. Then all were searching Krishna, where he is. Srimati Rupmanjari began to search where he is. He is in Govardhan anywhere. He had a
parrot.
She at once was left that soup, go and try fire Krishna. He fly in Akash,
sky,
and search here and there, and he came to Rupmanjari and told in signal that you can go to Gaurikul. Gaurikul. Very lonely place and anyone cannot go there.